This is Anne McCubbin, here to talk with John Lincoln, Mark Diffley and Kirsty White about our Sustainable Waste Management Report. Mark, what's this report about?
Scotland needs to deal with the waste that we produce in a more environmentally friendly way. This means that we need to have less reliance on what we send to landfill and send greater amounts of our waste for recycling and composting. Our report looks at the work of councils, the Scottish Government, formerly the Scottish Executive, and the Scottish Environment Protection Agency, in progressing towards this goal.
Kirsty, what are your key findings?
Recycling rates have risen significantly in recent years. More people than ever before are participating, and we now recycle more than a quarter of our waste. It's important that people keep recycling, as to meet EU landfill targets, Scotland has to radically reduce the amount of waste sent to landfill. In addition to increasing recycling, facilities to treat waste that isn't recycled will also be required. We've found that there is a significant risk that these future EU targets may not be met due to slow progress in developing these facilities. Urgent decisions need to be taken as to how we reduce the waste going to landfill.
There's been a lot of public and media interest in two areas in particular, fortnightly waste collections and incinerators. So, Kirsty, what did you find out about fortnightly waste collections?
Every household in Scotland receives a weekly waste collection, but in over half of councils, not all household waste is collected every week. This means for some people, the waste that isn't recycled or composted is collected every second week. There is some evidence that this encourages people to recycle more, although the issue is controversial in Scotland. It is up to councils, however, to decide how best to maximise recycling in their area and what waste collection arrangements are the most suitable for that area.
And John, what were your findings on incinerators?
There are a number of options for dealing with waste that isn't recycled, and energy from waste plants are one of those. What they do is produce electricity and heat through the burning of waste. That's not quite the same as what people used to think of incinerators in terms of producing lots of pollution and smoke. Current newer generation of incinerators has to meet strict environmental standards, and many countries in Europe already have successfully reduced the amount of waste through facilities such as energy from waste plants. And also in Scotland there are currently two, one in Dundee and one in Shetland. Now, the location of these facilities and the number we have really depends on the Scottish Government and councils, and also to ourselves to a large extent in how much waste we produce. And no formal announcements have been made yet about how many we need and the location of them.
What does the public need to do?
First of all, the public needs to continue the good work in recycling. The Scottish public have done very well so far in increasing recycling, and they need to do as much as they can in future, continue using the bottle banks, etc., going to recycling points. But also, what they can do to help, and help themselves as well, is by reducing the amount of waste produced. I think it's useful in terms of when you go to the supermarket and things like that, that you shop for what you need and don't get extra food that you eventually need to throw out. You'll help your council and the environment through producing less waste, and you'll also save yourselves money.
And Mark, in terms of the councils and the government, what needs to happen next?
We make a number of recommendations in the report aimed at the Scottish Government and councils. These recommendations are designed to help Scotland meet the forthcoming European landfill targets and to generally develop a more sustainable approach to waste management. The main recommendations are that the government and councils need to work together to reach a decision on the facilities that are required as a matter of some urgency for treating waste which isn't recycled. Secondly, the government needs to work in partnership with councils, SEPA and other agencies to ensure the effective procurement of these facilities. Thirdly, councils need to carry out best value reviews of the recycling systems that they have in place at the moment to ensure greater consistency and value for money. We feel that 67 recycling systems that currently are in operation is too many. And so councils need to look to rationalise these, and they need to look at their curbside recycling to identify the most cost-effective systems and looking towards standardising the types of containers that they have in place for recycling at the moment.
Mark, John and Kirsty, thanks very much.